Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm so excited you're here. Let's get straight into today's message titled, God's Strength in the Storm. Our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, which says, So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. In her best-selling memoir, Hiding in the Light, Rivka Berry, a young girl from a strict Muslim family, shares her powerful story of faith under pressure. When she converted to Christianity as a teenager, her entire life changed overnight. She faced rejection, threats, and even the fear of losing her life. There were nights she cried herself to sleep, unsure of what the next day would bring. But amidst the fear and chaos, she found strength. Not her own, but God's. She stood firm, trusting that God would carry her through her storm. In her book Hiding in the Light, Rivka emphasized, leaving Islam for Christianity cost her more than she imagined, but gave more than she could have dreamed. Her story reminds us that life won't always be easy, but God's strength will always be available. Have you ever felt like life was throwing one storm after another at you? Maybe you're dealing with a job loss, a broken relationship, health challenges, or financial stress. Sometimes, it feels like just when we catch our breath from one struggle, another one comes rolling in. What do you do in those moments? Do you retreat in fear? Do you let the waves of worry and anxiety sweep you away? Or do you stand firm and lean on God's strength? The Bible is full of people who went through storms and stood strong because they trusted God. Think of Job, who lost everything but refused to curse God. Think of David, who ran for his life for years but still declared, The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. Psalm 18, verse 2. And think of Jesus' disciples, caught in a literal storm on the Sea of Galilee, panicking while Jesus slept peacefully in the boat. Mark 4, verse 35 to 41. Jesus woke up, calmed the storm, and then asked them, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Isn't that what God asks us sometimes too? The book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 tells us clearly, Do not fear. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. This is not a promise that storms won't come, but it is a guarantee that you won't face them alone. God's strength is not like ours. Where we feel weak, He is strong. Where we run out of options, God opens new doors. Where we feel like giving up, God says, Hold on, I've got you. Maybe right now you're thinking, How do I practically stand firm? Here are some simple steps. Pray, even short, honest prayers like, Lord, help me hold on, are powerful. Remember God's promises, read verses like Philippians 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and Psalm 46 verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Speak life, refuse to let your words be filled with fear. I want you to reflect on these things. What storm are you facing today? Have you been trying to handle it in your own strength? How would your day change if you fully leaned on God right now? Take a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and really think about these questions. Let God speak to your heart. Friend, storms don't last forever. Seasons of hardship pass, but God's love and strength remain constant. You are stronger than you feel, not because of your own power, but because the all-powerful God stands with you. So as you step into today, face whatever comes with boldness. Hold your head high and walk like someone who knows they are backed by heaven itself. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our refuge in the storms of life. Today, I lift up everyone listening and ask that you fill their hearts with peace and courage. Remind them that they are never alone. Strengthen them when they feel weak. Calm every fear and speak peace into every situation they're facing. Let your presence go with them today, and may they feel your loving arms holding them up. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Go into your day with this thought. The storm may be big, but my God is bigger. If this message has blessed you, kindly share with someone else. And don't forget to check our website and download your own copy of the Bible in a Year, a one-year daily Bible reading plan. Have a pleasant day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.